Good evening. Welcome to St. James Catholic Church Online. Tonight we begin the most sacred celebration of the year, the Holy Triduum, or 3 days. The 3 days begin tonight with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, continues tomorrow again at 6:30 with the celebration of the Lord's Passion, and concludes on Saturday evening with the Great Easter Vigil at 8 p.m. At the end of Mass, we will sing Tantum Ergo. Once we have finished singing, there will be silent adoration for about an hour that you are welcome to stay tuned in for. As such, all participants will remain muted at the end of Mass, so there will not be any fellowship. And again, welcome.
Of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
And what a blessing we can be together, even virtually on this night. I'm here with the young brothers, and they're going to have to represent all of you as we strive to celebrate this evening when we remember the great gift that we have in Jesus's sharing with us his very presence in the Eucharist. Since we won't be able to do that physically, we're going to have to let that spiritual connection we have with Jesus carry us during this holy celebration and during these whole Triduum. So let's place ourselves then in God's presence and ask the Lord to fill us with the gifts that we need, particularly today, the gift of wisdom to see God's plan and the gift of strength to carry it out. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
God in the highest, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest.
Pray that this holy evening will be a source of strength and hope for us. Let us pray that the gift of God's presence in our hearts will sustain us in difficult days. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us the gifts that we need. O God, you have called us to participate in this most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love. Grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night, they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night, I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The word of the Lord.
The call. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I receive from the Lord what I also hand on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour has come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved the ones in this world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, the son of Simon of Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father has put everything into his power, he had come from God and will return to God. He rose up from supper, took off his outer garment, took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water in the basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over, as you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, Jesus said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he washed their feet, he put his garments back on and reclined at the table again and said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow. So what I have done for you, you shall also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
This is bizarre. I mean, on this day of all days, when we remember that Jesus gathered together with his disciples and he broke the bread and he shared the cup, on this day, when we are reminded of this great gift that is the Eucharist, we are deprived of it. It ain't right. Trying to understand what's going on, I was remembering a book I read a few years ago, 40, by Teilhard de Chardin, who was a French Jesuit. He was a trained scientist. He was a paleontologist. And at one point, he was on a dig for the Natural History Museum of Paris in Mongolia, in the Gobi Desert. And when he was there, he found himself one day without the elements that he needed to say Mass. And this caused him to write this prayer that he called the Mass on the World. And that prayer really impressed me, so I'd like to read a little selection from it, if I may, to see it might impress you as well. This is what Father Chardin wrote. Since once again, Lord, I have neither bread nor wine nor altar, I, your priest, will make the whole world my altar. And on it, I will offer you all the labors and sufferings of the world. I call before me the whole vast anonymous army of living humanity, those who surround me and support me, even though I do not know them. I know we cannot forestall, still less dictate to you, even the smallest part of your actions. For from you alone comes all initiative. And this applies in first place to this prayer. Do you now, therefore, speaking through my lips, pronounce over this earthly travail your twofold efficacious word? Over every living thing which is to spring up, to grow, to flower, to ripen during this day. Say again the words, this is my body. Over every death force which awaits us in readiness to corrode, to wither, to cut down, speak again the commanding word which expresses the supreme mystery of faith. This is my blood. That was Teilhard's Mass on the World, and now we have to do our own, since we have neither bread nor wine nor altar to receive communion as a community. And our Mass on the World will involve, as Teilhard's did, kind of an expanding understanding of what we are saying when we talk about the body of Christ. For Peter and Andrew and Mary Magdalene and Salome and all the rest of those who accompanied him on those dusty roads of Galilee, you ask them about the body of Christ, it would mean this Jesus, this guy over there. It was his physical humanity, the man who was born in Bethlehem and grew up in Nazareth and who inspired in them some hope that they didn't have before. That's the body of Christ. It was this specific body with skin and bones and organs and vessels that was knit together in Mary's womb. That's the body of Christ. And yet, At the end of that journey with him, Jesus gathered those same disciples together again. And he gave them an incomparable gift. He gave them the ability to remain united with him, to remain intimate with him, even after his death. For as that small group gathered for a Passover meal, he took some bread and he took some wine. And he said, "This is my body, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." So the body of Christ came to include this real presence in the Holy Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament. But as we just heard, that's not the whole story of the Last Supper. As St. John reminds us that Jesus did not only pick up bread and wine, he also picked up a basin and a towel. And he washed in loving service the feet of those gathered around him. "I give you an example," Jesus said, "that as I have done, you also should do." And no doubt echoing in the back of their head as Jesus said that was a parable that he had said to them a few months earlier. "Whatsoever you do to the least, that you do to me." So the body of Christ now included those others who were hurting, to whom we needed to render loving service. And St. Paul extends it even further. When he talks about the body of Christ, he says that's who we are as the church. We don't have to look any further than the person next to us in order to find the body of Christ. So our understanding then of the body of Christ has grown, has rippled out from this individual human being to this sacramental presence, to the community of those who care for one another, to that entire church that follows in the name of the Lord. But on this Holy Thursday, in this time of pandemic, I think that prayer of Teilhard asks us to expand that vision of what it means to be the body of Christ, to have the body of Christ, to live in the body of Christ even farther. The Bible tells us that all was created through him, all was created for him. So we should not be surprised then if we find the body of Christ in every living thing which springs up, which grows, which flowers, which ripens on this day. And we should not be shocked that the blood of Christ continues to be shed, and that death force which corrodes and withers and cuts down. Yes, even the virus. The earth is not simply our common home, as Pope Francis likes to remind us. The earth is also the place where we get to recognize Christ is with us in all things and through all things as we move from one piece of sacred ground to another. So on this Holy Thursday, let's see if we can widen the lens. Let's see if we can expand our vision.
being denied the opportunity to receive Holy Communion, let us receive the body of Christ in the song of the bird, in the tulips that are springing up, in the rain that falls. Let us embrace all creation so that we can feel the kiss of God, which invites us to have life and have it to the full. Amen. On this evening, it is the custom of the church to follow the command of Jesus and to wash each other's feet. Because that first Eucharist was not just a meal, it was the beginning of a whole new way of living. Part of then, that new way of life, is that those who share table fellowship would offer each other loving service, as symbolized in the washing of the feet. We won't be able to do it as we usually do in our community, washing each other's feet. So let's each let each home, each family, do their own washing of the feet in their own way.
Thank you.
Having washed each other's feet, we now stand before God, asking that our prayers and petitions be heard. We pray for the church that we might continue our mission to serve the neediest among us, the hungry, the homeless, the sick, the dying, the disabled, and the imprisoned. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who exercise leadership, that they always might be aware of their responsibility to serve all the people entrusted to their care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For priests and deacons, that they may be energized in their mission entrusted by Christ to his apostles to serve the faithful, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who provide and prepare food for our tables, especially for the St. James Food Pantry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we might be renewed in spirit as we recall Christ's passion and his victory over the grave, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have died since the last Holy Thursday, that they may be welcome to that great heavenly banquet, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of the Passover, during these three holy days, you lead your people forth. Free all your people from darkness, sin, and death. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have received the bread. We offer you fruit of the earth, work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. And by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself and shares in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this passion is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For he is the true and eternal priest, who instituted the pattern of our lasting sacrifice and was the first to offer himself as the saving victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial. As we eat the flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood poured out for us, we are washed clean. So with all the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Celebrating the most sacred day in which our Lord was handed over for our sake, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the apostles, and Saint James, and all the saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting love. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family which we make to you, we observe this day on which our Lord Jesus Christ handed on the mysteries of his body and blood to his disciples, in order to celebrate our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O Lord, we pray, to acknowledge, bless, and approve this offering in every respect, to make it as spiritual and acceptable, so that it might become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us your peace in our day. In your mercy, we ask that you gather us together to always be free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let's give each other a wave of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be in you.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
We can now say our prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Grant, Almighty God, that just as we are renewed by the supper of your Son in this present age, so may we enjoy his banquet for all eternity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
immortal body, and his precious blood we praise. Born of royal virgin mother, he shall reign for endless days, dying once to save all nations. Spotless maiden, he for us was born a man, sowing seeds of truth among us, he fulfilled the Father's plan. Then his final night upon him, wondrously that night. Thank you.